This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. What is up, everyone? I hope you're having an absolutely incredible day. I want to welcome you to Scrap Guy Solutions, a podcast all about helping you make things happen. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and whether this is your first episode or if you've been listening to multiple episodes, I simply want to say thank you. We appreciate you. Please consider giving Scrap Guy Solutions a 5-star review. Leave us a comment, give us a like or a thumbs up, and please share with others. This all helps other people learn about the podcast. Also, feel free to reach out to me by sending an email to scrapguysolutions@gmail.com. You can also check out our website, scrapguysolutions.com. Summer is in full swing, which means the Miller family is on the go. Between work, activities for the boys, and baseball just about every night of the week, it's go, go, go. Our twins play on the same 10U team, which I help coach. Our oldest son, Drew, is on a 12U team. So many nights and even some weekends, it's been divide and conquer, with Janelle and Drew going in one direction and Luke and Tom and me going in another direction. However, last weekend, we got to spend some time together. Janelle and I took the boys to game one of the College World Series Finals in Omaha, Nebraska, and it was awesome. It was about a 6-hour drive with some stops, so not too bad, and it was great to hang out with each other. And while still baseball, we were all there as spectators, and it was much more low-key and relaxing than most of our weekends have been so far this weekend. We saw the Tennessee Volunteers take on the Aggies from Texas A&M, and it was pretty incredible. Unknown to us until we actually got there, we stayed at what was the Tennessee Team Hotel, and that was quite the experience. There were tons and tons of Tennessee fans, and I think the team was even staying there. They were all fired up in Tennessee orange. As a result, we sort of became Tennessee fans, and we were cheering for the Tennessee Volunteers. We saw a bunch of runs get scored, including the first batter of the game who hit a home run for the Aggies. I think it was on the second or third pitch. That was pretty awesome. The Aggies ended up winning game one, 9-5, but Tennessee was within reach the entire game, including the bottom of the ninth inning when they left two guys on base at the end of the game. Tennessee bounced back to win game two, 4-1, and then they also won a super exciting game three, 6-5, to win their first Division I baseball title in school history. After being at game one, we were hooked and we ended up watching the next two games on TV. Well, at least the end of the next two games between everything else that we had going on. After the boys' baseball game on Monday night, we immediately started watching the end of game three on my phone. It was pretty cool to see the family engaged as much as we were and to see the family watching these games together. It was, again, pretty awesome. On Sunday morning, so this was the morning after the Saturday night game one that we attended in Omaha, we drove about halfway home and stopped in the Lake Okoboji, Iowa area, where we had planned to do some fishing and some swimming. I had packed the fishing poles and the tackle box for the road trip, but unfortunately, severe storms and heavy rain caused devastating flooding in the area, so we still went, but we were advised not to do any fishing or any swimming in the lake. The lake was pretty flooded. It was a very unfortunate and devastating scene to see all the flooding in that area. There was so much flooding and several road closures. We had a really hard time getting to the hotel. We had to bob and weave to get there. So much to the point where we almost skipped it, but after driving on several back roads, including some gravel roads, we eventually got there. The hotel had some water slides and basketball hoops in the pool, so Janelle and the boys and I had a great time just hanging out and playing in the pool for a few hours. Again, it was a nice change of pace for what our weekends have been lately. And for the most part, it was pretty relaxing. Not too many fights amongst the boys. And not only was there severe flooding as we drove through northwest Iowa, but there was also devastating flooding as we drove home across southern Minnesota. Although probably hit the hardest in the state, southern Minnesota wasn't the only part of our state that was hit hard by severe weather and significant flooding. So bad so that there has been some chatter about even a potential special session. Based on the time of this recording so far, there haven't been any specific details or anything more than that chatter about a special session. But I am committed to doing anything I can to help the people and the communities across the state who are impacted by the severe weather and this devastating flooding. It's really times like this that public officials need to come together, regardless of party affiliation. We need to come together. We need to work together to provide relief and assistance to the people and the communities who need it. I'm generally not a fan of special sessions. However, if a special session is needed in this particular situation to provide assistance to those who were affected, we should all work together, we should come together, and we should get it done for the people. Well, that's actually a nice segue into this episode, so let's get to it. Here is episode 11 of Scrap Guy Solutions. It's hard to believe this is episode number 11 of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast. And of course, Scrap Guy Solutions is all about helping people make things happen. We want to give you, our listeners, some tips and ideas to help you find more happiness and more success. We want to help you find your purpose and your passion. We want to help you live a fulfilling life and live a balanced and healthy life. We want to help you get things done. We want to help you make things happen. In episode number 4 of Scrap Guy Solutions, we talked about the importance of believing in yourself. Making things happen all begins with believing in yourself, building confidence, and having the mindset that you can do it. If you set your mind to something, you can get it done. You can make it happen. In episode number 5, we talked about setting goals. When you believe in yourself and you set your mind to getting something done, the next step in the process is setting a goal and putting a plan in place to accomplish that goal. You need a game plan. You need a plan of attack. And then, once you set a goal, once you have your game plan, you need to execute. And in episode 7, we talked about putting in the time, the effort, and the hard work to accomplish your goals. Look, life can be tough, and there aren't too many trips down Easy Street. So if you want something, you have to work for it. You have to earn it, and if you don't, someone else will. You have to work your butt off to make things happen. After all, most things worth having don't come easy. So you have to get out there. You have to get after it. You have to work for it. You have to earn it. We've also talked about the importance of building relationships. You've heard it from me time and time again, and we've heard it from the interviews that we've done on this podcast. There is no doubt that building relationships is a critical piece of making things happen. It's so important that we will have a future episode that is all about the importance of building relationships. But before we do that, we must highlight the importance of being respectful. Because when you are respectful, that'll help you earn respect and build trust amongst others, which ultimately will help you build relationships. And being respectful, building that trust, earning the respect of others, that is exactly what we're going to talk about on this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. There are 3 things every one of us can do to earn respect from others. First, one of the best ways to earn the respect of other people is to respect other people. It truly is as easy as treating others the way you would like to be treated. But unfortunately, too often, that is easier said than done. With all of the division in our society today, it's becoming easier and easier to be disrespectful, to talk about others negatively, to say one thing and do another. This is especially true when it comes to social media. Sometimes it's easy to get caught up in negativity or talking about others behind their back, probably a trap that we have all been caught in at some point in time. But if you think about it, what does this accomplish? Really, nothing at all. There is a better way, and I encourage every one of us to do better. Imagine how different things would be if people were simply more respectful to one another. That doesn't mean people can't disagree. There's a difference between a disagreement and being disrespectful. It doesn't mean that you have to like everyone or hang out with everyone. It just means treating others with respect. I've held many different positions over the years, in the private sector, in the Senate, volunteering in the community. I've had entry-level positions, mid-level positions, and leadership positions. And these days, between the scrapyard, the Senate, coaching youth sports, and being involved in the community, I have the opportunity to interact with a ton of people from all walks of life on a regular basis. Each one of us is different. We each have different views and different opinions. If you ask 10 different people their view on a certain issue or a certain topic, you'll probably get 10 different opinions. That's just the way it is. We are all different. But I've always made it a priority to be respectful of everyone I interact with, regardless of the position that I'm in or the position that they're in, and regardless of one's views or beliefs. I've also appreciated it when others were respectful of me, regardless of the position that I was in. It's amazing how much of a difference it makes when people are simply respectful to one another. We'll talk more about this in the episode about the importance of building relationships. But you never know who or when you will meet someone or what they do or when you might see them again. So it's important to leave a positive impression on everyone you meet. Many opportunities have come my way after meeting someone maybe only once or twice. The bottom line is this: if you want to earn the respect of others, treat them with respect. Try to leave a positive impression on everyone you interact with, on everyone that you meet. The second thing we can all do to earn respect from others is to be honest. Be honest. Be true to yourself. Be true to others. I tell you what, there aren't too many things that bother me more than dishonesty. We probably all know a person who may tell you what you want to hear, but their actions say something completely different. Or a person that always has an excuse, or that person who lies or cheats or steals to try to get ahead. Sometimes these type of people even become compulsive and they actually start believing their own lies. If you say one thing and do another, or if you don't follow through with something that you said you were going to do, you aren't going to build trust. You aren't going to earn other people's respect. It's as simple as that. If you want to earn the respect of others, you must earn their trust. And don't try to be someone you aren't. Be you and be proud to be you. Know your strengths. Know your weaknesses. Know your limitations. I'm pretty good at making deals. Let's take real estate, for example. Janelle and I continue to grow our real estate investment portfolio. I recently finalized a deal on another investment property, this one down in Iowa, and this one really came to light because of a relationship that I have with a broker. So we'll talk a little bit more in detail. I'll write down a note here to talk a little bit more about that when we do the episode on relationships. But I've had success negotiating real estate deals in multiple different states. But I'll be the first to tell you that if something needs to be fixed at one of the properties, I'm not the right guy to do it. I've tried and I have not succeeded. I've learned my lesson and I know that I am not a handyman. In fact, I'm not even close. I know my limitations, and I know that if something needs to be fixed, I either ask Janelle or we hire someone to do it. And Janelle is actually pretty darn good at it and can fix a lot of things, and she enjoys it too, which is pretty awesome. At the scrapyard, I can buy and sell scrap all day long, and I'm a go-to guy when things need to get done. But if a piece of equipment breaks down, I'm definitely not the go-to guy in that situation. In the legislature, I can analyze numbers, balance a budget, I can bring people together from different sides of an issue and negotiate a deal, but I am far from a policy wonk. Know what you're good at and know what you aren't good at. I know that I'm not all things to all people. I know that I don't have all the answers, but I do have a pretty good idea of what I'm good at and what I'm not so good at. I also know that we are not all the same and people have different strengths and weaknesses. I realize that some people's work ethic might be different from mine. For me, when I'm working on something, I'm on a mission to get it done. I'm committed and I'm laser focused on making it happen. Not only am I focused on getting it done and making it happen, but I will work my ass off to make it happen. For me, I'm not much for small talk. I like to get to the point and move on. Probably because I'm a bit impatient and with everything that I have going on, I don't like to waste my time or other people's time. And I'm not much of a touchy-feely or warm and fuzzy type of person. And as you have probably come to learn by listening to this podcast, I'm a straight to the point, no nonsense, tell it how it is type of person. For example, I'm not afraid to say that people who don't live up to their full potential, especially if it's because they are lazy or don't want to work, drive me nuts. They drive me absolutely crazy. And I'm not afraid to say that I have absolutely no time for people who constantly talk about others or constantly gossiping or constantly trying to put others down. But on the flip side, I will do whatever I can to help someone who is showing effort and trying to get ahead. I will do whatever I can to help someone who falls on hard times and is working their butt off to get back on track. Janelle and I have done many things very quietly and under the radar to help others when help is needed, because that's what we want to do. That's the type of people that Janelle and I are. And while my work ethic or personality may rub some people the wrong way, I am who I am. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of what I've accomplished, and I'm proud of what I've earned. But for better or worse, I'm rarely content, which keeps me motivated, keeps me hungry, keeps me moving forward. Sometimes this drives Janelle nuts, but in all reality, she is very similar in many ways. She is incredibly motivated, and she will outwork just about anyone. We are both working on taking more time to celebrate accomplishments, and while it's certainly not easy with everything we have going on, we're also trying to take a little bit more time to slow down a bit and enjoy the fruits of our labor. And in fact, in a few weeks, Janelle and I are going to Las Vegas to celebrate her 40th birthday. We cannot wait. And even as a frugal guy, I told her we're going to splurge, and us splurging is probably frugal to most other people, but we're going to go out, we're going to have a great time, maybe disconnect a little bit. And even though I'm always working, I am going to try to take just a little bit of break so Janelle and I can spend some good quality time together and have a great time in Las Vegas. Heck, maybe I'll even record a podcast in Las Vegas. However, I'm not so sure that Janelle would like that. But all I can say is be prepared. As I've said in previous episodes, it's important to have your eyes wide open, because the more trust you build, the more respect you earn, and the more you accomplish, the more success you achieve, you are bound to face some haters who will criticize and they'll attempt to bring you down to their level. Usually because they can't get to your level or they can't compete with what you are doing. And as someone who has been in a position of working with or around some people who act that way, it can be absolutely draining. But I've also learned that as more time goes on, these type of people become less relevant and less effective, especially as more and more people see through their facade. Anyone can talk a good game, but at the end of the day, people are defined by their actions. People are defined by the results that they produce. Don't stoop down to their level, and certainly don't let them slow you down. But even with all of that said, I'm a very sympathetic person, and I'm a big believer in that people can change, especially if given the right opportunities. I'm a big believer in second and even third chances. I'm probably too sympathetic sometimes to the point where I've been burned for being too helpful or being too nice. But if you know someone who may be in need of some guidance, encourage them to listen to this podcast or other podcasts that can help motivate them, help them build confidence, help them start believing in themselves, and help them get on a path to make things happen. However, I don't feel the same way about people who are dishonest. I'm less sympathetic when people flat out lie. My experience is that most people can improve, most people can change and do better, but people who are dishonest, especially compulsive liars, have a much harder time changing course. And negative Nellies also have a hard time changing course. Some people, I guess, are just simply unhappy or maybe just too pissed off at life, and it's hard for them to change their attitude. The third thing that will help you earn respect is getting things done, proving that you get results. Anyone can say anything they want, but results speak for themselves. You will earn the respect of others when you say you are going to do something and you do it, when you follow through, when you put in the time and the effort and you work your butt off to get it done. I think one of the best compliments that I've ever received from a colleague was when a colleague was interviewed by a reporter from the Star Tribune after I earned the position of Senate Majority Leader. This colleague described me as the fixer because I repeatedly would get called in to help settle stalemates. Being the fixer or being a problem solver is the reputation that I've built by working hard and getting things done, by getting results. This has helped me earn the respect of my colleagues, staff, government affairs professionals, capital insiders, and most importantly, the constituents I have the honor of representing. But here's where it gets interesting. This colleague, who is quoted in the media calling me the fixer, we were elected the same year, we were part of the same political party, the same caucus, but it's safe to say we were on opposite sides of a very divided and often tense caucus in the early years of our Senate careers. It's pretty well known that my highest priority in the Senate is getting things done for the people that I have the honor of representing. So much so that Senate staff gave me a homemade championship belt that says the People's Senator, a belt that I proudly display on my wall. But now I know with all the working out that I've been doing and with my huge bulky muscles, I just don't want people to get confused. They're not calling me the People's Champ. That's The Rock, the People's Senator. Did you like that? My bulky muscles. I thought you would get a laugh out of that one. Anyways, I'm proud to have this belt hanging in my Senate office that says the People's Senator, because at the end of the day, that is what it's all about, or at least that's what it should be all about, listening and representing the people. It's also widely known that I have made it a priority to work across the aisle to get things done for the people. But what many may not know is that during the early years of my Senate career, sometimes it was more of a battle internally with members of the political party that I represent than it was with members of the other party. And this isn't something that's uncommon in politics. Oftentimes, it's just as divided or sometimes even more so divided within a political party than it is with the opposite party. The reason I mention this, because it's easy to be respectful and to earn respect among those who you often agree with. But it's not always easy to be respectful or easy to earn respect from those who you often disagree with. But I can say with confidence that I would not have been elected Senate President, and I certainly would not have achieved the position of Senate Majority Leader had I not earned the respect and the trust of my Senate colleagues, some of whom I had strong disagreements with from time to time. If you want to grow personally, and if you want to grow professionally, if you want to rise through the ranks, if you want to achieve your goals, if you want to grow and prosper, if you want to find more happiness and more success, you must build trust and earn the respect of others. Treating others with respect, being honest, and getting things done are three things every single one of us has the ability to do, if we want to earn respect from others. There is no doubt that you can do it, but you and only you can go out and actually do it. So go out and do it. You know what? Make today your day. Figure out what you want. Then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Well, that does it for this episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Thank you for listening. We truly appreciate you. And please consider giving us 5 stars. Share the episode. Give us a like. Leave a comment. And feel free to tell others about the podcast. You can check out the website, scrapguysolutions.com, or feel free to send me an email, scrapguysolutions@gmail.com. I always, always enjoy hearing from our listeners. And before we part ways, I do have an ask today of our listeners. There have been some family friends who have recently received some challenging medical news. I'm sure most of us know someone who may need a prayer or some well wishes or anything else we can do to help them recover or help their family and friends stay strong. So please consider taking a moment to send prayers or well wishes to anyone who may need them. Thank you all very much. And until next time, peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1. Watch out. Here I come. This is my time.